Have Brother Terry with us this week, hopefully throughout the week. God permitting, amen. Wonderful, wonderful singing stirs our heart. Amen. Now, if you can't get excited about thinking about going to heaven, amen. I got my doubts if you're on the right course or not. Amen. The struggles we have in this world. Amazing grace. Amen. I'm glad one day I woke up and realized He is looking for me. I remember the day He found me too. Come on, son. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Brother Freddie. A blessing to be here tonight in the service. We do ask humbly for your prayers the next few moments, that the Lord might help us and speak to us and through us for just a little while. There's a verse I'm interested in tonight. It'll be found in the Gospel of Luke, if you have a Bible with you and want to follow along as we read it. The Gospel of Luke, chapter number 16, and it's verse number 26. Luke, chapter number 16, and we want to look at verse number 26. I do appreciate the privilege to be back tonight. Thank God for what He did last night. Appreciate what's already been done tonight in the service, the songs, and the good, sweet presence of the Lord. I guess we take it for granted. Amen. As I look back over my life and realize some places that I've been, times we've been in the presence of the Lord and been able to worship and experience what the Lord had done for us. If I knew then what I know now, if I understood then that in the days to come, those days would be fewer and far between, be much less of that than they used to be, I think I would have took advantage of it more. So God help us tonight, every time the presence of the Lord comes by, to take advantage of it, to worship Him and adore Him tonight. Amen. I appreciate His blessings on us tonight. Luke chapter 16, verse number 26. Luke chapter 16, verse number 26. Just that one verse. I know it's right in the middle of a story, right in the middle of what's going on here, but it's what's on my heart tonight. I want to read the verse for emphasis, for I want to preach from that verse if God would help me tonight. And I ask you again, please pray for us tonight. The Bible said, "And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot. Neither can they pass to us that would come from thence." My Lord, I bow in your presence tonight, thanking you, Lord, for your blessings upon us, materially, temporally. Oh, dear Lord, tonight. Oh, dear Lord, thank you for the blessings of life. Lord, I thank you most of all for the spiritual blessings tonight. Thank you for saving us, putting us in the family of God. Thank you for calling us to preach. Thank you for an open door. Thank you for preserving your word unto this generation. Thank you for the portion of the word of God you've directed my heart to tonight. I pray you'll have mercy upon me as I endeavor to preach. I pray anything and everything about me that is contrary and unchristlike and would anyway keep the Spirit of God from using us tonight, would you purge me and cleanse me from it? Oh, Lord, would you fill me with the knowledge of your word, knowledge of your will and way tonight? Would you, Lord, burden my heart with your message burning in my heart tonight? Would you, Lord, enable me to preach, empower me to preach, and permit me to preach tonight? Would you preach through me the message that you won't proclaim? I pray the word of God can go forth from these lips of clay in the power of the demonstration of the Spirit of God tonight. May the seed of the word of God fall on good ground, bring forth fruit unto perfection. May sinners be awakened, convicted, Lord, converted tonight, brought to a place of repentance and faith, turned from sin, Satan, and self, and look to the Savior tonight. May the saints of God be refined, refreshed, and renewed, Lord, by the means of this service tonight. Don't leave us like we've come and leave us unchanged, but work that great eternal and effectual work that only you can work in our hearts tonight. Have mercy on each one of us. Reveal yourself to every person that's come through the doors and reveal to each one of us our need of you. Help us now for Jesus' sake and for the glory of God. Above everything that's accomplished, would you get glory and honor unto your worthy name tonight? And oh, what you do for us, we'll bow with a head and thank you and praise you for every bit of it. For what I ask tonight, I ask in Jesus' lovely name, amen and amen. Thank you for standing tonight. as we read the Word of God and then prayed together. Here in Luke chapter number 16, Jesus is giving the story of the certain rich man and Lazarus. He talks about their life while they were here. We understand that Lazarus the beggar lays at the rich man's gate and begs even for the crumbs that fall from the rich man's table. He's not given those, and all he has for comfort is the dogs that lick his wounds. But death comes, and the scene changes. And the Bible said the angels carry Lazarus into Abraham's bosom. And the rich man died, and in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torment. And then the Bible said that the rich man looks into the bosom of Father Abraham, looks in the paradise of God, and sees Lazarus. And he cries to Father Abraham that he would send Lazarus and let him dip his finger in water and cool the tongue, thy friend that was tormented in the flames of hell. But Father Abraham says, it's not possible. And he said, remember, in the lifetime that was before you got here, that, my friend, you were comforted and Lazarus was tormented. You received good things where Lazarus received not any good things. But now he's comforted and thou art tormented. And then we get to this verse, and this is where I want to preach. And he said, beside that, beside all of that, beside the fact that you were comforted in the past life and he was uncomforted, now he's comforted and my friend, you are tormented. He said, beside all this, there is a great gulf fixed. That's what I want to preach on tonight. The great gulf tonight. There is a great gulf fixed. Amen. And he said, irregardless of what you would want, irregardless of what I would want to do for you, irregardless of what Lazarus might be inclined, or my friend, if I could or wanted to allow him to do what you've requested, there is a great gulf fixed. Amen. I like the way it's put. There is. Amen. My God, it is a definite. Oh, hear me. Are you listening to me tonight? My God, there is a gulf. Amen. That's what my friend Abraham, Father Abraham, says to the rich man. There is a gulf. The word gulf means a chasm. Amen. Means there's a vacancy. Hey God, that simply means, my friend, there is a broad, yawning space between two, my friend, spaces tonight, between two, my friend, obstacles tonight. And he said to him, there's a chasm, there's a vacancy, there's a broad space between you and us. Amen. Are you hearing me tonight? He not only said it's a gulf, but he said it's a great gulf. The word simply means it's large or it's big. Amen. How big is it? He said it's so vast. My God, it's so immeasurable. My God, that he said we cannot span it and you cannot span it. Anyone that want to come from where you're at can't get here. And anybody that want to come from where we're at to where you're at cannot do it. Why? There is a great gulf. Amen. And he said it's fixed. That means it's made firm or immovable. Amen. It's never possible to pass over it. Amen. It is set fast. Amen. In other words, he's saying to the rich man, it's the way it is. Amen. You can't change it. I can't change it. Hey God, it's fixed the way it is. Oh, are you hearing me tonight? And it is an eternal fix. It is an everlasting fix tonight. Amen.
Oh, God, help us. I understand we live in a day, thank God, when hell is laughed at and scoffed at. Amen. And when it's not really important. And I'm afraid many of us, even that are saved, thank God, we don't understand, thank God, how real that it is. And it's not really a burdens our heart, that our kin, my friend, and our loved ones are headed out of that place of eternal damnation and destruction. Amen. But it is so tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, God, help us tonight. Now, I want to come back to here if I can. I want to preach about three gulfs tonight. Three great gulfs tonight. There is a great gulf fixed. Amen. Are you hearing me tonight? Oh, God, help us. Oh, may I say first of all to you tonight, thank God, there is a great gulf between the sovereign and the sinner. Between God, the Creator, and His creation. Amen. Oh, hear me. Thank God, that gulf was brought about by the disobedience and the transgression of Adam. Are y'all hearing me tonight? Sin has made a great gulf between a holy God and sinful man. Amen. Oh, hear me tonight. Thank God. Adam broke the fellowship and the relationship that he had with God in the garden. And because of that man's disobedience, a death was passed upon all, for all have sinned. In other words, as Adam is our federal head, Adam is our representative. Oh, hear me, friend. Adam, my friend, stood for all of us, and us yet in his loins. When he sinned, we sinned with him, and we all fell. And we all, my friend, found that vacated spot, that vacancy between us and a Christ, holy God. Woo! And all down through man's history, there's not been one man, there's not been one woman, there's not been one individual of the fallen sons of Adam that could ever span that gulf, that could ever bridge that gap, that could ever overcome that vacancy. Oh, many have tried, thank God, and many, thank God, look like got close. Are you hearing me tonight? But that good book said, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You see, on this side of that gulf is a holy God, a thrice holy God, a sinless God. Oh, are you hearing me tonight? And on the other side, hey, God, is sinful man. Hey, God, a wicked and vain in his very imagination and desires. And though he would try to reach where God is and to reach God, you have to produce absolute perfection. Hey, God, absolute sinlessness. And man can't do that. He can reform. He can be religious. He can be self-righteous, but he always comes short. Hallelujah. He don't miss the mark. He just can't get to the mark. He may shoot his righteous arrow at the target of God's holiness, but it always falls before it ever gets there. And all of our righteousness is as filthy rags in the eyes of God. Amen. Woo! Amen. Oh my. And nothing that man has ever done or ever could do, I will ever span that gulf tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Can't build a bridge. Hey, God. Oh, can't swing across. Hey, God, I can't get there. Oh, the chasm's too wide. Oh, I know the vacancy. It's too broad tonight. Oh, God, help us. Amen. I'm in our natural state and the state we were born in. Hey, God, how awful it is tonight to be separated, to be on this side of the gulf, to be on this side of the chasm, to be on this side of that great gulf, and no way to get there. Amen. Are you hearing me tonight? Amen. God gave His law, but that law didn't help us span the gulf. Hallelujah. Amen. The law never was intended to help us span the gulf. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless His name. But by the law came the knowledge of sin. Hallelujah. The law pointed, hey, God, or shined the light on our darkness, on our wickedness and sinfulness, and let us realize why we couldn't get there. Amen. While we were dying in Adam, though we had not seen it to the similitude of Adam's transgression, the law came along and was a looking glass. Hey, God, and a searchlight to let us see why God was on that side and we was on this side. Oh, hear me, friend. It didn't bring life. It brought death. It brought condemnation. It stopped the mouth of everybody and declared the whole world guilty before a holy God. Woo! Amen. Oh, it declares there's none righteous. No, not one. There's none that understandeth. There's none that seeketh after God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Man couldn't span that gulf. Amen. On the one side stood the eternal God, and on the other side stood temporal man. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh my. And there was the great gulf. Amen. And in the gulf that was between paradise and hell, Lazarus and the rich man, Father Abraham said, you that would come from there cannot pass over here. Hey God. And we that would come from here over there cannot pass because of the great gulf. It's true of the gulf between God and man. We could, none of us, ever pass over. Hallelujah. Well, that's all I had to preach to you tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. I tell you to go home. Amen. Pull your head over your covers over your head tonight. Eat, drink, and to be merry, because tomorrow we're going to die. Ain't nothing you can do about it, no how. Amen. But I got some good news. When the gulf was too great for you and I to span, when the chasm was too wide for us to get across, woo! The eternal God that dwelt on the other side passed over the vacancy, passed over the chasm. Hey, God, came across the broad, yawning space, stepped out of eternity into time. And when we couldn't get to Him, He come to where we were at. Hallelujah. Woo! Down the stairway of time, laying aside of the glory that He had over the Father before the world began, and embosomed Himself in the womb of the Virgin Mary. God became incarnate. God became flesh. God became man. When we couldn't stand to go and get to God, God came to where we were. Woo! Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, bless His name. No wonder that angel, amen, appeared to those shepherds that night. Amen. When the Savior was born, as they tended to their flocks in the field by night. Hallelujah. And He said, behold, I bring to you, amen, good tidings of great joy. Amen. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And all that host begin to sing, hey God, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men. Hey God, Jesus was called Emmanuel, which is my interpretation. God with us, without controversy. Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. Hallelujah. Woo! Oh, what great condescension! Oh, condescension! Oh, oh! Hey God, what great love! And what great power! That brought God from heaven to earth! That brought God out of sinful man! He bridged the gap! He spanned the gulf!
Oh, yeah!
Bless His name. Hallelujah. And for 33 and a plus years, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, Christ was here. Amen. Oh, are you hearing me? Thank God. Came in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned it in the flesh. The only man ever born without sin, lived without it, and died without it. Hallelujah. Rose without it. Ain't God ascended without it. And coming back without it. Hallelujah.
Oh, are y'all hearing me?
Thank God. He was manifested how to take away our sin. And in Him is no sin.
He spanned the gulf. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank God, fulfilled the law. Oh my. Thank God, filled it full, kept it to the jot and the tittle. Thank God, made of a woman, made under the law, lived under that law. Thank God, and lived in such fashion that the law could find no fault with him. Hallelujah. And stood uncondemned by the law, but turned around and died under that law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, curse is everyone that hangs on a tree. God made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Woo! Amen. And went to Calvary. Hey God. And God judged our sin in His Son and in held Him to the cross. Hey, oh, hallelujah. Bear our sins in His body. On the tree made His soul an offering for sin. Gave up the ghost, cried, it's finished. 3 days and 3 nights later, rose again and said, I conquered death. I conquered hell. I conquered sin. I conquered the grave. And because I live, you can live also. I've spanned the gulf.
Amen. Oh, when man couldn't span the gulf to God, God spanned the gulf to man. I realize I'm not preaching anything new, but it's an old, old story. Hallelujah. And I don't know anything else to preach but that. I don't ever get tired of it. Hallelujah. Oh my. Now God had spanned the gulf that sin had made between God and man had sinned. God had spanned that gulf. Christ had come to earth. Christ had come to man. Hallelujah. Oh, but that wasn't the end of it. After 40 days and 40 nights, thank God the God-man, oh, went back to heaven. Amen. And when he got to heaven, he sat down on the right hand of the Father.
And he sat there as our high priest. Thank God, our intercessor, our advocate, our propitiation. Hallelujah. And it was miraculous that God came to earth, that God came to sinful man, that God came in the likeness of sinful flesh. What a miracle. The angels had a right and a rejoice, but for the first time, thank God, since Adam was made and sin in the garden, there was now a man at the right hand of God. The man Christ Jesus. He first spanned the gulf from God to man and then spanned the God from man to God. Hallelujah. And because, hallelujah, he sat down and it's the first fruits of the resurrection, the first begotten of the dead, the firstborn among many brethren. Thank God, he made a bridge. He made a way. Thank God for us to get from here out of there, how to get out of sin and be made righteous, how to go from this earth out of glory tonight. Thank God. Oh, there's a bridge and a way across tonight.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, bless his name. Oh, my. Secondly, not only is there a great gulf between the sovereign and the sinner, there's a great gulf tonight between the righteous and the wicked. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh my. And I understand what we're, the mentality and the emotion and the message we're trying to get across. Amen. When we hear folks preach or when we hear testimonies or even when we hear songs. Amen. And they'll say, I'm no different than the world. I'm no different than the sinner. I'm no different than the unbeliever, except for the grace of God. I understand what you're meaning there. Amen. Hallelujah. But my, there is a chasm tonight. That grace, hallelujah, has made a great vacancy and a great difference between the righteous and the wicked tonight. Woo! Amen. I don't know why it got on my heart when I was thinking about this and my mind and heart was directed preaching this way. Amen. I recall that New Hampshire Confession. Amen. And one of the articles of that New Hampshire Confession, amen, said, makes this statement. We believe that there is a radical and essential difference between the righteous and the wicked. That such only as through faith are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and sanctified by the Spirit of our God are truly righteous in His esteem. While all such as continue in impenitence and unbelief are in His sight wicked and under the curse. And this distinction holds among men both in and after death. I'm trying to tell you tonight, there is a radical and essential difference in the righteous and the wicked. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank God, I'm telling you this amazing grace that you've sung about. This blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God, this great salvation. Oh, tonight that we enjoy. Thank God, it makes the chasm wide between the righteous and the wicked. Hallelujah. There is a vast difference tonight. Hallelujah. If you're saved tonight, you're only a pilgrim and a stranger passing through. The world are fugitives and vagabonds. Amen. If you're saved tonight, you're born from above. You're a citizen of another country. Are you hearing me tonight? Are you listening to me? Hallelujah. You're a child of God by faith. And the world is a child of wrath by nature. Hallelujah. And that blood and that grace and that power of God makes a great difference tonight between the saved and the sinner, the righteous and the wicked tonight. Hallelujah.
We're in the world if we're saved, but we're no longer of the world. Anybody hear me tonight? Hallelujah. We are a royal priesthood. Thank God. A holy nation. A peculiar people. Thank God. Oh, that we should show forth the praises of Him that called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. Hey, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God.
Hallelujah.
Woo! When I was in high school, I don't remember what year it was, the fellow that gave the speech was older than me. And I don't remember what class I was in. I don't know if I was freshman or sophomore. I know I wasn't a senior. Could have been a junior. But anyhow, he was already a senior. And he is in the FFA, and he gave his speech to us in the auditorium, and he went on to deliver that speech several different places till he got to Kansas City and gave it to the National Convention of FFA and won by that speech that he made to the FFA. Amen. And won some scholarship money to go to college and won a new truck and all that. I'll never forget the title was. Thank God. He got up and said, "Just a Farmer." That was his title. Amen. In other words, that what somebody had said, according to his speech, somebody made the statement, "I'm just a farmer," and then he went into what all a farmer was and what all he had to do and all that, you know. Thank God, I want to say tonight, just a Christian. Woo! Oh! Hey, God, don't take it lightly tonight. Hey, it cost heaven the best it had. Hey, God, to make us what we are tonight. And by grace we are saved. And that through faith, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. I'm telling you tonight, I'm somebody in Him. I belong to Him. I'm an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I'm not just been helped, made to feel better. Hallelujah. Oh my. I've been radically changed. I'm a new creature in Christ. All things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Hallelujah. Saved, saved, saved. Hallelujah. Oh my. Hallelujah. There is a radical difference between the righteous and the wicked. There is a chasm. There is a great gulf between the righteous and the wicked. There is a vacancy tonight. They stand on one side, and the believer stands on the other. Some folks act like being saved or going to church, living for God, is, you know, whatever you want to do, whatever, you know, your decision is, whatever you think about it. It's for some people, and it's not for some people. You know, it's like, well, if I want to drive a Ford, you know, that's me. Hey, God, if I want to drive a Chevrolet, that's me. If you drive something different, well, that's you. That's the way some folks look at salvation and Christianity. If I want to live in a blue house and you want to live in a yellow house, then that's my prerogative. That's just the differences between us, and that's what it is. The folks that go to church and folks that don't go to church, but it's far greater than that. Hallelujah. We've been born from above. Hallelujah. Woo! Hey God, we've been immersed into Christ. We're His body. We're His bride. We're the called out ecclesia. Hallelujah. Call out unto Him. Well, bless His name tonight. Thank God. Hallelujah. It's more than a decision or changing your mind. It's a supernatural act of God. that He performs in the heart, thank God, of an individual. Amen. It's God working His grace in an individual's heart and changing him eternally, internally, eternally, and externally. You sung it right last night. I'm in a new world. Hallelujah. Oh, there's a great gulf. Amen. Now, you might have some things in common with saved people, the righteous. You might go to the same restaurant. You could even go to the same church. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Like some of the same. Amen. Things. But when it comes to this matter of salvation, this matter of being right with God, there is a radical difference. There is a great gulf. Hallelujah. And what does it mean to be righteous? It means God declares you right. Not you making yourself right or declaring yourself right. It's God declaring you right. God justifying you. Amen. God saying you are okay. God saying, thank God, I impute unto you, I put on your account the righteousness of Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody said, well, I won't know till I get there. You wait too late if you find out when you get there. I'm glad you know on this side. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, or we shall see him as he is. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Hallelujah. There's a great gulf. Amen. Hallelujah. Notice all the way back in the land of Egypt. In Exodus chapter 8. God speaking through Moses to Pharaoh said, I will sever in that day the land of Goshen in which my people dwell, that no swarm of flies shall be there, to the end that thou mayest know that I am the Lord in the midst of the earth. And I will put a division between my people and my people. Tomorrow this sign shall be. Anybody with me tonight? Hallelujah. Amen. What about Exodus chapter 10, verse 22? And Moses stretched forth his hand toward heaven. There was thick darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. They saw not one another, neither rose any from his place for 3 days. But all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. By the way, did you know the world's still hung up on that third day? They're still in the darkness on the third day. Hallelujah. But us believers know something took place on that third day, and there's light in our dwelling. He arose, thank God. He arose and he lives. And we have life and we have light. Hallelujah. My goodness, thank you, Lord. What about Exodus chapter 11 and verse 7? Those other verses, God's bringing judgment on Egypt. It's that death of the firstborn. And he said, but against any of the children of Israel shall not a dog move his tongue against man or beast, that you may know how the Lord doth put a difference between the Egyptians and Israel. Amen. I'm trying to tell you now, there's a great gulf. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh my, Oh, the natural man, the man that's unsaved, the man that's wicked tonight in his impenitence and unbelief, my God, is dead in trespasses and in sin. Amen. By nature of the child of wrath. Hallelujah. Ephesians 2, Paul said to the church, the believers there at Ephesus, he said, at that time you were without Christ, aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh my. But can I say tonight, unlike, amen, that gulf that, hear me, that the rich man could not pass over, nor Lazarus tonight, if you want to come over on this side, hallelujah, you can come across tonight. Hallelujah. Thank God, if you'll come through the blood tonight, and that's the only way you can get on this side. Oh, how did those Ephesian believers, how did they go from being strangers and aliens, thank God, and without hope? Oh, hallelujah. Thank God, he said, but now you are made nigh by the blood of Christ. Hallelujah. How did those in the church at Corinth, and he said, such were some of you. Oh, how did they come from that? But you are washed. You are sanctified. You are justified by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm telling you tonight, thank God, there's blood that flows between that gulf tonight. And if you plunge beneath that crimson flow, you can lose all your guilty stain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, I bless His name, don't you? Hallelujah. Amen. And the blood does stand between the righteous and the wicked. It did in Egypt. Take the blood of the lamb. Amen. When you shed the lamb, catch the blood in the basin, take hyssop, dip the hyssop in that basin, sprinkle that blood. Amen. On the top of the door and down to the side. Amen. Sprinkling it on the top. Hallelujah. Stood between them and the judgment of God. Kept the judgment of God off of them. For he said, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. Hallelujah. The blood on the two side lintels separated them from the Egyptians. Hallelujah. There is a great gulf tonight. Hallelujah. But oh, tonight if you'll come through that blood, oh, hear me tonight, if you're willing to repent of your sin and believe on Him that shed that blood at Calvary, and that blood is the atonement and the remission of your sin. Hallelujah. The price paid. Thank God, I'm glad when you come out on the other side, you'll be washed, you'll be justified, you'll be sanctified, you'll be clean. Hallelujah. You'll be whole. Hallelujah. Amen. Bless His name. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is that flow that makes me white as snow. No other fault I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. I grew up in church, raised in church, rubbed elbows and shoulders with the church people, prayed when they prayed, cried when they cried, felt happy when they felt happy. Amen. Oh my. Are you hearing me? And I thought, man, I'm as good as they are. I fit in. Hallelujah. I'm accepted. Until one night the gospel, amen, shone on my life. And the Lord turned the light of eternity and judgment on my soul. And I understood it's going to take more than growing up around them and being among them. Hallelujah. There was a radical difference. There was a chasm. Amen. And I, by faith, had to plunge beneath that crimson flow. I, God personally, had to take Christ as the Lord and Savior of my life. I personally had to submit my will unto the will of God. I had to be born again. Are y'all hearing me tonight? Wasn't enough just to know the terms. Hey, God, are you hearing me? I had to have, hey, God, a mental understanding of it. I had from my heart had to receive Him as Lord and Savior. I had to give Him my life. Hey, I had to be crucified with Him.
I had to come to the other side. Amen. Well, why don't more folks come to the other side? Because they don't want to admit they're on their own side. Hallelujah. Amen. Modern evangelism and seeker-friendly churches have told folks they don't have to come over. Amen. We'll meet you halfway, or we'll come to where you're at. Don't change nothing about yourself. Just keep going. Hallelujah. Amen. God loves you and Jesus cares about you anyhow. Amen. Oh, He still looks at the unbeliever and the impenitent heart as a wicked person, and the wrath of God abides on the sinner tonight. Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Oh, tonight there is a great gulf between the righteous and the wicked. Lastly, let's look at our text, and I'm through tonight. Oh, when Father Abraham said to the rich man, there is a great gulf fixed. Amen. There's a great gulf between the saved and the lost. Are you hearing me? That New Hampshire Confession says this distinction carries on in life and in death. If you're not part of the bride now, if you're not part of the church now, if you're not blood washed now, death won't change that. As a matter of fact, all death will do is cause an eternal separation. You have a separation tonight that can be changed and fixed. But if you die, you can't change it. It's forever that way. Amen. Let me say this about it tonight. When He said that, amen. So they that which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. May I say this about the saved in that other world? The saved in that world can never lose their blessing nor fall into perdition. They can't come across. I don't know what that makes you want to do. It makes me want to take a running spell. The lost in that world, the lost in that other world, the lost can never attain to blessing and enjoy salvation. It's fixed! It's done! It's over with! It's immovable! It's impossible! Sin caused man not to be able to pass over to God. The God span the God. Hey, are you hearing me? Hey, God, there is a gulf between the righteous and the wicked tonight. But because of the blood that flowed from Calvary, hey, God, the wicked, the sinner, the unbeliever can plunge through that crimson flow and get on the right side tonight. But in that other world, in that place called hell, in that place of outer darkness, there is no passing over. It's fixed. It's there. It's over with tonight. Man, thou in thy lifetime receivest good things likewise, Lazarus, evil, but now he's comforted and thou art tormented. What could have been prevented in time cannot be remedied in eternity. What could have been fixed in time cannot be changed in eternity. Amen.
You think the gulf is something now between the righteous and the wicked? Wait till that day. Oh my. I was on a trip some time back. It was literally at a place where there was a great chasm, a great vacancy. Literally, I was standing on in one country, and on the other side of that chasm, that gulf, was another country. But because of that gulf, I couldn't get to them, and they couldn't get to me. And I watched them. I watched the people as they moved, and they went back and forth. I thought about the scripture. Oh, tonight. Oh, soul, tonight. Oh, sinner, tonight. Don't die without God. Don't die lost. Don't die unprepared. Don't leave tonight unsaved. Don't take a chance on being on that other side of the gulf. And nobody ever reaching you. Had you never been able to reach anybody? No mercy. No forgiveness. No repentance. Nothing. And it's forever going to be that way. Are you listening to the preacher tonight? Are you hearing me? And the rich man, of his own mouth, said he was tormented in the flame. We could stand on the gulf tonight, on this side of the gulf, and look over and hear all those that are there tonight. It's a reality, friend. There is a great gulf fixed. And which side you spend eternity on, it's determined now and in this life. Don't let death of the Lord's coming find you on the wrong side of the great gulf. Prepare to meet thy God. Repent or perish. Turn or burn. Get right before it's too late. Could have done something, rich man, in your lifetime and in Elijah's lifetime. But you can't do nothing now. While you have time and opportunity. While you have this night. While the voice of God calls. While the Spirit of God deals. While you see a condition. While the mercy doors open. Will you come tonight? There is a great gulf. God span the gulf of sin. You can come through the blood tonight. But if you die lost, you're fixed forever. Eternal damnation. Eternal destruction. Eternal torment. Eternally separated from God and every good thing. Please tonight. I beg you humbly. Seek the Lord like me. Call upon Him while He's near. Let's all stand tonight. We'll sing. And as we sing and the voice of God calls, you come tonight. Oh, will you come tonight? Oh, will you hearken to the voice of God?
Yes.
Don't spurn the invitation. Don't resist the Spirit of grace. Oh, come tonight. Sing whenever you get ready. You don't have to wait on me whenever you just start out and sing. Go ahead. Is it well with your soul? Is your heart right with God? Which side of the gulf are you on tonight? Are you saved or lost?
Are you justified? Are you right with God? Has God declared you righteous? Do you have peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ? What about it tonight? Sinners that plunge beneath the blood that flowed from Calvary lose all their guilty stains. Not some of them, not part of them, but all of them. Get on the right side. Declared righteous. Made a fit subject for heaven. Made accepted in the blood.
Thank you, Brother Kenny, Sister Kathy. You might be seated. Amen. The writer said, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Amen. Now, in our eyes, there's a lot of things that makes it great. But the greatest thing that makes it great is the only one, the only one that can do it. The only one that can give it. You can't gain it. You can't earn it. You can't merit it. You can't buy it. Amen. Amen. There is a dividing line. I know it's not preached much anymore. I know it's not heeded when it is preached. Amen. But Paul was crucified unto the world, and the world was crucified unto him. And he come out from among it.
Amen.
And I don't know about, what was it, 20 years ago, they got started saying the church has got some world and the world's got some church, and you can't tell which one's which. Amen. Y'all look right up here. I'm not intelligent, but I'm smarter than that. I can still tell the difference. Amen. And if you can't tell the difference, you need to get the difference maker on your side. That's right. There's a lot of people believe in living right, but there ain't many people practice it. Amen. I mean, you're supposed to be Christ-like. You know what that means? Like Christ. You said, but I can't live that way. Well, why can't you? Is Christ in you?
Well, I don't need to get started. I don't learn this.
Amen. And people argue about it. Preacher, I ain't lost. Well, quit living like it. Amen.
Well, in my opinion, a Christian ought to be as right with this Word of God as he knows how to be, and he ought not have to run around here shouting and telling everybody he's saved. They ought to know it by the time they see you coming. Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Dressed different. Haircut different. Everything's just different.